Let's pick up a question from Gloria in Los Angeles about iron. Are you there, Gloria?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And how old a woman are you?
52.
Okay. And is this iron question about you?
Right.
And so how much do you weigh?
180.
Okay. And so what's going on with the iron for you?
Well, it's low because I'm anemic.
Okay. And are you menstruating heavily? Are you?
Right. And
you
they
are.
Gave me Reprevia once a day, and then Slofi is another, that's not a drug, or it's over-the-counter, but they want it twice a day. So is it because one has more iron than the other?
Well, those forms of iron may actually make you quite nauseated and sick. I can't say that I'm a fan of either of those because they make such a mess. The forms of iron, they're from a rock, so these are non-live source. So as the body uptakes them, there's very poor uptake, about 5-10%. But when it gets in the bloodstream, it's a free radical. So that means that it can trigger damage in the brain and other neurological tissue. So I'm just not a fan of that. Now, we can work on the iron, but why don't we stop the bleeding? And, you know, why don't we deal with the issue? Okay? And so there's a couple things. First of all, if you want to get on an iron that won't make you sick and you won't need a horse dose to make it work, there's something called Blood Builder. Now, this is iron that's concentrated from sugar beets. And this is a live source, and it works delightfully well. And I think that you'll find that even though it says it has way less iron, it resolves the issue very quickly. But at your body weight and all, I would probably use about 3 of these per meal. And I wouldn't do this for a long time. I'd do this for maybe 4 weeks or so. And in the next week, we're going to see if we can't get the bleeding under control. How's that?
Okay, so having the Blood Builder will control the bleeding?
No, having the Blood Builder will give you iron so you can make more blood. That's just dealing with that issue alone.
Okay.
Now let's talk about stopping the bleeding. Okay, so our first goal is going to be to have you get a whole bunch of cinnamon sticks. I hope you like cinnamon.
Yes.
And you're going to grind this up fresh, and you're going to eat about 2 of these sticks per meal with your meals. And this usually will cut your blood loss maybe 50%. Okay?
Okay, now is that something you sell? Or
no, you'll have to go to a Whole Foods or something and buy it.
Okay,
that's step one. Step two, we're going to see if we can't help the uterus and ovaries where this bleeding is coming from, almost for sure the uterus. So there's a couple of things we like to use. One is Estro Complex, and you'll use 2 per meal. And the next guy is going to be something called FemBalance, and we'll use about 3 of those per meal. Now what should happen is another 2 or 3 weeks, bleeding tails off, everything settles down, and now you have to use the Blood Builder for maybe 10 to 20 days and then stop. So once the bleeding stops, you use the Blood Builder 10 to 20 days more and stop. Okay? And this hopefully will allow this tissue to recover without having to have any surgical intervention or any other intervention, okay?
Okay, so you're saying don't even take the other stuff?
I can't tell you to take or not take a prescription medication. That's only by law. A medical doctor can tell you that. I can tell you that if you take it, you may not feel well, and it is not going to address the bleeding issue. So you may want to rethink it or even rediscuss it with your medical doctor. If these things don't resolve very quickly, we've got a clinic in Torrance, California, where they can do quantum reflex analysis, and there's 2 very experienced practitioners there, Dr. Medici and Dr. Wiley, and one of them can see you, figure out what the driver is, and show you what you need to get the body back to balance. And that clinic number is air code 310-320-1132. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Okay, bye.